It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Let me tell you something. If I sneeze loud enough, I will break a rib. I don't believe that's the worst injuries of all time.
It's number 10. He sneezed and sprained a ligament.
Sammy Sousa.
He was 35 years old. He sneezed twice, sprained a ligament.
Oh man, I can feel that happening to my ribs. Just being like, "That's you! Oh my god!"
Ken Griffey Jr. is number 9.
He turned his hat backwards.
No,
got splintered.
Griffey once missed a game after his protective cup slipped, pinching one of his testicles, forcing him out of action.
Again, perfectly logical and legitimate injury. My God, ow.
It's a dumb way to...
Ow, listen, that's the reason why I don't play lacrosse, because I knew a guy at Ithaca College who played lacrosse, and he broke 2 cups in the season.
Uh-huh.
And I said, if I play any sport where I break 1 cup in anything, no, I'm not. And no, I don't want to... No, I don't know. I don't want to hear about my... I don't want to hear about my faithful soldier testicles getting shut out of the castle.
Are you familiar with Paulo Diogo?
No.
He, in 1994, this is the 8th dumbest sports injury. Soccer.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I don't even want to know.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh, no.
He assisted on a goal late in the game.
Okay.
In celebration, he climbed the fence.
Oh, no!
Separated the pitch from the fans in attendance. However, his wedding ring got caught on the fence, and when he jumped off, most of his finger was ripped off. To add insult to injury,
that's gross.
As Diogo lay on the ground writhing in pain, match officials frantically searched for the rest of his lost digit. He was given a yellow card for excessive celebration. That is
and
fantastic.
Then another yellow one for time wasting, and he was escorted off the field.
Oh my God, that is a dumb sports injury.
Oh my God, man!
Right?
That's like the people who get gored at, you know, like bullfighters who get gored or stuff, or people who running at the bulls.
I just like, how does your wedding ring get stuck in a? Oh man, that's just,
you got to get the breakaway wedding ring.
Breakaway wedding ring, yes. Here's number 7, Kevin Johnson.
Okay, basketball player.
Yes. Kevin Johnson, once after hitting a game-winning shot, was bear-hugged by then-teammate Charles Barkley. As it would turn out, Barkley was a little too pumped up about the basket and wound up dislocating KJ's shoulder.
And that's why he's the corrupt mayor of Sacramento.
Kevin Johnson?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know he was the mayor of Santa Monica.
Corrupt mayor, allegedly, of Sacramento. Real mayor.
So Kevin Mitchell, formerly of the Athletics, back to baseball, strained an ab muscle while throwing up.
That's totally, totally.
More famously, however, he chipped a tooth after leaving a frozen donut in the microwave too long, making it too hard to bite into. That incident kept Mitchell out of spring training.
How is that not number one, man?
Because I
don't mind if I do.
Because I think you know what number one's going to be. Okay, Vince Coleman.
Kicking mule.
Vince Coleman.
Yes, he of the throwing fireworks at people.
Yes, game 4 of the 1985 National League Championship Series. Coleman suffered a bizarre injury when the machine that rolled up the tarp caught his leg. And trapped him for 30 seconds. He suffered knee and leg injuries that would knock him out of the rest of the season.
That one, wow. Oh, my God.
Like, how do you get caught in...
Gradually, then quickly. it's like, how do you get caught by one of those asphalt rollers?
Oh, this one could be any basketball player. Tony Allen with the Celtics.
I don't want to hear these.
No, this one's not bad. He did a huge dunk, and when he landed, blew out his ACL and MCL.
That one's not bad? My God, his whole knee explodes.
He landed awkwardly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is not. A rookie, you remember Joel Zumaia?
No.
He used to pitch for the Tigers.
Oh,
this
no.
This is number three.
No, no.
No, this is not that one.
Oh, no.
This is not that one. He had to leave the American League Championship Series game due to inflammation in his pitching arm, which makes sense, right? But it wasn't because of how he throws. It was because he played Guitar Hero too long, and he got inflammation in his arm.
That should seriously be in your contract, man.
Right? Gus Ferrata's number two.
Okay.
We all knew that. Slamming his head into the wall at RFK Stadium.
Unprotected wall. Unbeknownst. Meanwhile, at the other side of that mat was no protection.
No, none. And the number one, guess what it is?
Worst injury.
Dumbest sports injury.
Let's see.
We talked about it.
I know. Let's see. I'm trying to think. There's got to be like some good rodeo one or something where it's like.
Nope. See, a rodeo one seems legit. Like you get gored or you get bucked from a horse. Like that seems like a legit way to get injured. You know. No, this was.
Would that make you a horse bucker?
A buck. Yeah, okay. Horse bucker. Number one worst. Dumbest sports.
Okay, give it to me.
Bill Gramatica.
Oh yeah, of the famous. Well, see how is okay. So of the Gramatica fan. So yes. It was Bill. Okay, and Martine. So something tells me that Bill's real name was more like Wilmar or something like that.
Oh God.
I do remember that. So he celebrates. Did he make the kick right? So he makes
he
the
made
kick.
The kick to win a game.
And that jumped on top of someone.
He
and
just jumped up in the
jumped
air.
Jumped in the air, twisted, and in the process of landing, tore his ACL.
Here are those that did not make the cut, but were Padres pitcher Adam Eaton stabbing himself while trying to open a DVD.
Now, that's totally something that I would
do.
That's why I use razor blades.
Jaguars kicker Chris Hansen slicing open his leg with an axe that was being used as a locker room motivational tool. Spanish goalkeeper Santiago Canizares. Missing two World Cup games after dropping a bottle of aftershave on his foot and cutting a tendon.
Well, when you use that much, cutting a tendon?
Apparently it must have broken or something.
Oh, my God. Well, that's what happens when you use Old Spice. Use something that's plastic. That's why you use Axe.
I actually think you're right. There's some in there that are legit sports injuries.
Oh, my God, man. I'm just looking at my fingers and just wondering.
I honestly think we could replace a couple of these and put Dustin Johnson on this list now. I don't know. It's just the dumbest way to miss the biggest tournament of the year, and I just think, I mean, the donut, come on, that's just dumb.
Do you know what's number one, man?
What?
Ken Griffey getting his Glockenspiel caught outside of his Schwarzenstammer is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's just dumb.
Just dumb.
I mean, that just makes me like I had a friend one time. This was parachuting.
Yeah.
And got his ballage.
His testes.
Yes. Sorry.
No freaking way.
Right there. He just went right there.
Well, I'm sorry. I was, you know.
You're just hanging out.
Yes. So they were just hanging out, and they got caught in the strap while he was parachuting. And so the parachute went up, and there was no laughing.
Oh, that's
And there was no joy in Mudville. He was like, this is not how I'm supposed to be parachuting down.
That is terrible. It's like, and what's so funny is,
nothing funny.
No.
Nothing funny about that.
There's nothing funny about any time a gentleman gets knocked around in the Glockenspiel area, but it happens so often.
I'm surprised there was
only one. Sometimes it's hilarious. Like,
do you know when it's funny?
When it's not you.
Yep.
When it's not
yes.
You.
You are reading my mind.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just thought it was just a terrible, terrible way to lose out on this. But the Masters has been interesting to watch. It's been fun to watch. The Masters.
Oh, the Masters.
Has been fun to watch.
Yes. So do you know why? I really like watching professional golf in two sort of arenas.
Okay.
One where they can go super low. So like watching these guys just, you know,
Tear up a course. Yeah.
That's kind of like what I like the Phoenix Open.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one I like is I like watching just golf courses so hard that these guys are pulling their hair out.
Yeah.
Because that makes me feel better about myself. For instance, it was great today to watch Jason Spieth take a 9 on a par 5. Listen, as someone who has taken a 9 on a par 5.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel like, you know, I'm much more I'm not as bad as I
Right, everybody can do that. Anybody can. That's what golf is, a harsh mistress. It takes the best golfers in the world and humbles them. That's why I particularly like watching the Open in London or Scotland.
British Open.
I love that because it's a links type course and it is always windy and it is always brutal. And I love watching the best golfers in the world struggle in that course.
Well, that's why I like personally the U.S. Open because I've seen what they do to U.S. Open courses to try and make one time the Boulder Country Club that I got an opportunity to play at once mm-hmm. was a qualifier.
Okay.
And so they had to grow it out so that it was
difficult.
Yeah. Rough was 3 inches thick, man. It was terrible. It was so hard. And the greens were so fast, super fast.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But
you think the U.S. Open is more difficult than the British Open?
I think the U.S. Open prides itself on having like the hardest setups and the thinnest, the fairways are going to be the thinnest and the greens are going to be the hardest and all of that other stuff. So that is what the U.S. Open prides itself on. The British Open just has lots of wind.
Well, I know people complain about the U.S.
Open. It's kind of like the English
in
the United States. We like to think of ourselves as tough, but the English, they're just blustery.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.